Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Larry Richard, with our Monday in-studio guest in our 8 o'clock hour. Political, I would say you're our resident political analyst, Lenny McAllister.
Not that I live underneath the desk, everybody, but just kind of, you know, in residency.
I like that better, in residency. And seems like everything that goes on does have a relationship to politics. Obviously, day 34, the government shutdown.
Yeah.
100 plus days of an impasse on the state budget, all of these things affecting families. Most important as we enter November is the SNAP program. Maybe we find out at noon, it's in the courts, whether they can force the government to fund SNAP. 2 million Pennsylvanians wait.
Yes.
So it is politics, unfortunately. And the people that can't get enough food to feed their families are saying, I don't care what party you're from, get it done.
And Larry, that goes to where we are as a broken nation. You know, we focus on this and we use one P word, politics, and another P word, partisans or politicians. But it really boils down to two other P words, public policy. And it's too often that our politics and our politicians and even our pundits, we're doing a whole lot of alliteration today, they're all focused on the politics and not on the public policy. And here's a situation where the broken politics directly breaks public policy, where we have money sitting around. It's even at the state level. We have money sitting around for schools and emergency funds, but it's not being used. We have money sitting around in an emergency fund for SNAP at the federal level, but it's not being used. You know, people are looking at this and saying individuals that make a six-figure salary that work sometimes in their district and sometimes in Washington, D.C. on the public dole, couldn't find a way to, another P word, proactively get this done.
Would it be unreasonable to say, okay, if everybody else is going to suffer, we're not paying the elected officials until the deal is done, both at the state and federal level?
Yes and no. Yes, in regards to the fact that if some folks don't get paid, nobody should get paid. But at the same exact time, this kind of goes back to the brokenness of American politics. You're not generally seeing the everyday person in politics, especially at the federal level. Go look at the net worth of the average U.S. congressperson. It's 7 figures. In some instances, it's 8 figures. There's a few people where it's 9 figures. They're not missing that paycheck. Now, if you go to the state level, there are some people that do make a salary that sustains their way of life at the state level by way of being a state rep. But if you go to some of these other states where you see these impasses, they're part-time jobs. They're making $12,000 a year, but they're independently wealthy. So if the government shuts down and you take their paycheck, they were donating it anyway. The true aspect of this is simply, When we elect these people, we need to demand that they proactively put solutions into place. And that's simply not, that's not what's happening. We're more inclined to watch these folks react to things and then play hero on television and in the media.
Well, you make a good point, and that is it really wouldn't hurt them where it hurts almost everybody else,
yes,
and that's in the wallet. They could look at it as, and it also begs the question in many cases, why do these extremely wealthy people want to be in these powerful offices? It's not for the paycheck.
No.
It's for other personal political gain in many cases.
And it could be altruistic. And I'm not saying that everybody that does this is not doing it because they love the country, they love their state, they love their communities.
Oh, there are some of those.
Yes. But there are other people that are, you have to ask the question, you're worth $30 million, you want a job that's going to pay you $97,000 a year, and you went from being relatively anonymous to being on Front Street if something goes awry. Why are you doing this? And then, Larry, this is where the frustration comes in for the everyday person. The everyday American then goes, you took that risk, and you're not doing this well. You're actually spending more time complaining about the other side than going behind closed doors and talking to the other side and saying, listen, we can't allow this deadline to hit, versus this deadline has hit, and I'm just going to complain because they wouldn't play nice with me.
Donald Trump appeared on 60 Minutes, a one-on-one sit-down with former anchorwoman Norah O'Donnell. Surprised he did it because he ended up suing the parent company of CBS and winning about an interview.
He's never going to walk away from a camera or a microphone, though.
So he had a chance to put his word out. So he said, and we have the sound on that, which we share and we'll share again here in the next half hour, where the president said, look to the Democrats, open the government, and we'll fix Obamacare. And the Democrats don't believe him, clearly, so they're holding on. That is the issue that's holding this whole thing up.
It is, and I think from, and this is cynical, I apologize, Larry, on a Monday morning, but I can do it after a Steeler victory. I think what the Democrats actually said was, we will meet you in the east wing of the White House to have that meeting with the president. Because you're so trustworthy on your word. So when it comes to these type of negotiations, and again, proactively, Larry, this is something that should have been negotiated before the July bill was passed, and it was not.
What was the answer? And I don't know that Norah O'Donnell addressed the White House expansion. And to your point, you're referring to the criticism the president's getting for at once saying this new ballroom would not in any way even touch the White House. Now you have a section of it gone and destroyed before anybody could do anything about it. Has anyone directly heard his response
well,
to that?
Well, they're hiding behind the narrative of, well, listen, other presidents have added on to the White House or made changes.
No, but I mean, what he said was, I'm not going to touch the White House.
Yes, he did say that. And now the pivot is to, well, other presidents have done this. He's had the prerogative. It's
well, what changed? That's my question.
This is a feature, not a bug, of the Trump administration, the Trump presidency, and the Trump era. I mean, that all it, actually nothing changed. This is and this kind of goes back to the point that the Democrats are making now. And then my critique of the Democrats is simply this: if you knew what you were negotiating with, you don't wait until November. You wait. You do this in April, when the tariffs were just being introduced. You do it when he still wants that bill passed before July 4th. They wanted it done on July 4th. We all knew about it. You negotiate then. By giving in April, it was going to make it much harder to hold the line at the end of September. And that's what we're seeing now, where they already kind of got what they wanted when the bill passed in July. They're inclined to let the Democrats take the heat for this, in particular because everything else is going the wrong way going into the midterms. This is something that the Democrats have to wear in 2026 that might slow their momentum for the midterms.
Well, clearly the Democrats don't trust that there'll be fair negotiations on the health care, so that's why they're holding fast. And so day 34 will turn into day 35, which will be tied with the longest
yes.
government shutdown, and you have a sense it's going beyond that. We're with Lenny McAllister in the Big K Morning Show. Tim Myra Rush in studio with Lenny McAllister and me. Good morning.
What if I say Whitney Houston song. I have nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
You noticed that she tried to actually sing the second half of it. She made sure she was on pitch.
She could sing.
I know that. I just noticed that. She was trying to kind of, I can't really do this, but
nothing.
I can.
Nothing. Nothing. What's a Waymo? Let's talk about that. What is that?
Waymo is the name of the company, and it's an app where in certain cities like San Francisco, where I was with the Pitt team, so Friday, famous Fisherman's Wharf down by the bay, mm-hmm. in sight of Alcatraz, which may become a federal prison again, according to the president, Lenny, as you know, he'd like to do that. That's expensive land. I don't know if you've been
Oh,
there.
Very much so, yes.
It's actually from the island, you get the best view of the bay,
yeah.
ironically. So we saw walking around driverless cars.
Oh, wow.
I mean, nobody in the car, and then some people in the car, but no driver. And PJ, our boss, says, we should take a ride. We'll do a video.
Oh, cool.
And so I said, okay, so let me look. I downloaded the Waymo app. And inside of 3 minutes, it was set up, and a car came and picked us up on the road. You got to see the video.
I watched the video. It just popped up on my phone. So were you nervous?
Yes, but I figured I hadn't heard of these Waymos mowing people down in the streets of San Francisco.
Were you in the back like, whoa, whoa?
Then I realized it's Halloween and there's no driver, this ghost. And it's a woman's voice, so... People say, well, how did you know that car was for you? They had my initials popped up.
Oh, nice.
And you can't unlock the doors unless you have the button on your phone, which comes from the app for that particular car.
Oh, that's
so when we walked up, the handles, you can't even grab the handles till you hit unlock, and then they pop out. We jumped in the car, and there's a button to say, you know, you're ready to go, and then it takes off. And there were bicyclists in the street, which it obeys all the laws, and there's nobody at the wheel.
Yeah, but here's my question. Let's say you had a 10-minute commute, and you got freaked out at minute three, and you said, I want out. How did you get out? How would that have worked?
There's a pullover button.
Okay.
And you simply could tap the button, pull over, and it would allow you to exit the vehicle if you were uncomfortable, and it finds a safe place to pull over. It's absolutely so space age and so stunning. And then to think that a lot of the development of that autonomous vehicle stuff came from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, right.
So at some point, there may be this option here, but San Francisco, Los Angeles, Phoenix, were a few of the cities that now have this Waymo.
You know what they're doing now? They are retesting driverless tractor trailers on the highways.
They're rolling in
the western states. Yes, to Larry's point. So now, I mean, that would probably freak me out even more.
Yes.
You're driving on the highway and something with thousands of pounds of haul is driving autonomously.
Well, here's part of the issue, and the fact is they can't and have for many years find enough drivers. There's a shortage, and you see all of the movement of materials and goods. This provides them with a way, and by the way, we didn't have to tip Waymo, and we talked to an Uber driver later that we used to go back to Santa Clara, which is about an hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Morris Drive, we were talking to him. How do you feel about these Waymos? And they, of course, they don't
that
want them.
That was my question.
They're taking question. Jobs from these people.
Did, so do you talk when you're at, like, you're...
Yeah, that's
you,
what I was going
to
ask.
While you're in there, can you talk to the car or say, hey,
you can communicate.
Can you put some music on? Turn your music
it
on?
It already put music on. On Halloween, it put Marilyn Manson's This Is Halloween.
Oh.
Halloween. It played stuff, but you could change to your...
But not exactly what you want to hear with a driverless car on Halloween, by the way. I'm just going to say that wasn't the best selection.
Exactly. But that's what's trending. This technology overall. Now, do I see a day it's going to take a while before everybody's in driverless cars? However, the safety features have already been utilized in many other cars that take more control of your vehicle even now.
Yeah.
You know, with the lane, if you're changing lanes, the light splash, Teslas, you can,
yes,
as long as there's lines on the road.
Let's flip it on its head, though. We just heard news of Amazon cutting thousands of jobs because of AI. So in one regard, we're like, yay, we can get autonomous cars that can fill some of these gaps. The flip side is we've been talking about these Amazon plants providing jobs for people that need it. And now we're hearing that they're cutting thousands of jobs over the same type of technology, AI, that is going to be able to replace things that we've been counting on our neighbors doing for decades.
So what is left for these people?
Some of these...
What are they going to... No. I'm saying...
For the Amazon people that are let go?
Yeah. So what happens?
They're going to have to seek different type of employment.
To doing what?
I don't know. One of the smartest things I heard in all of this was some of the trades, young people getting into the trades as opposed to going to school where they don't know what they want to do and getting in debt. Go get a trade because AI is not going to fix your plumbing.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Well,
not
I mean, yet. They said that about not making yet. Cars and
not yet.
Look at the trade.
Oh, is it? Oh, my. It's... Oh, it's over.
It's trending. It's
oh
you trended
goodness.
So quickly.
I wanted to talk about macaroni and cheese with apple pie.
Next time on Trending with T, 24 hours.
Bye,
thank
guys.
You, Tamara. This is the Big Kid Morning Show on a Monday. And at our 8 o'clock hour, we always welcome Lenny McAllister in studio, leaving from here to our nation's capital. You're going to go down there and fix everything.
Yeah, exactly. But just a day trip, so I can only be down there for a couple hours and then I'm coming back. So, you know.
Yeah,
easy peasy.
That's the number one topic, obviously, is the federal government shutdown, and then you can add an impasse in the Pennsylvania budget, both affecting citizens of our community in a very big way. Because of the divisiveness, it's now at the point where some people are struggling to feed their families. That shouldn't be, regardless of politics.
And well, in the Commonwealth, and this goes directly to us as Pittsburghers and those of us living in Western Pennsylvania, you're seeing issues with schools now. You're seeing issues with municipalities. You have at least one county in the Commonwealth that's saying, listen, you won't give us the services and the resources we need from the state. We're not sending you state taxes that we're withholding until this gets done. So you're seeing that at a state and municipal level. And then, of course, with what you said previously, with everything from the SNAP benefits for those that need the SNAP benefits to feed their families to folks that are on the ACA. And people forget, you're on the ACA and you need the subsidies for the premiums because you're not getting health care through an employer program. Thus, you need that not only that support for healthcare, but you also probably need the subsidy because you're not making a certain amount of money. You may be susceptible to needing SNAP benefits as well. So you're in this crunch in a very major way, and then you turn around and your schools may not be getting the funding that they need because you're sitting here in an impasse here coming out of Harrisburg as well.
It just occurred to me, talking about our Waymo ride in San Francisco, we also went to visit Alcatraz, which is a national park service.
Yeah.
And it didn't dawn on me. I mean, they were there working, so I'm not sure why. I thought the parks were closed down.
Some of them are. I'd have to imagine that they're making considerations. I'd have to imagine that some of them might be working without getting paychecks. I mean, the story that's come out over the course of the weekend is what's been going on at our airports. I mean, in New York City, for example, I believe that they said upwards of 75 to 80% of air traffic controllers called out in some capacity over the past weekend. So we're starting to see that where there are people that are working without getting paychecks because they're considered essential, but they're now getting to a point of time where they've been there for a month and they're going to have to make choices. Do I go make 40% of what I was making in order to have, you know, some money coming in to pay bills, to pay the car note, to pay mortgage, to pay tuitions, or do I continue to work and hope that this gets resolved in the next week, that maybe a lawsuit or some type of continuing resolution comes through? I mean, we're going to hear about the lawsuit decision from the courts today in regards to SNAP by Wednesday. There's so much that people are going through. And unfortunately, Larry, one of the aftermaths of this is going to be people are going to believe less and less in our form of government. And then it's not a surprise that a Zohra Mamdani would win in New York City, who's basically saying, eh, the way we've done democracy and capitalism and free markets all this time doesn't work. Let's move to a more socialized, huge government model. And young people are saying, yes, because this has failed. We're at a crisis in regards to who we are as we're going into birthday 250.
Curious if you can speculate on what it might take so that they can save face, both the Democrats and the Republicans. Let's go to the national level first. What solution could there be to maybe open the government and keep talking without either one feeling like they've given too much, because neither one of them wants to be appeared to be weak or the one that gives in?
I think that if there's a way to extend supporting those subsidies, let's say 90 to 180 days, it makes it a fight before the midterms. People can politicize it as much as they want, but people at least get coverage through the end of this year, the beginning of next year. The SNAP benefits get continued. The CR opens, and then the Democrats acquiesce. It allows the Republicans to say, we held the ground, they came back, and they're going to negotiate with us. It allows the Democrats to say, we were able to get these subsidies at least extended for 90 to 180 days. The Republicans know that we're playing ball with them in a different type of way. Everybody can, unfortunately, politicize it the way they want to. Now, of course, in the House, most of them don't have competitive races anyway, so they're going to go home and seem like a champion and fundraise off of it. But if they gave a little bit on the premiums and said, okay, well, look, we'll extend it for 90 to 180 days, maybe it'll be a 5% bump up, and we'll negotiate what this looks like from a long-term perspective later. That could be enough to get everybody to sign a CR, let them, you know, sign that. And then, by the way, Congress is going to want to go home for the holiday season. It allows them to get this done. Let there be some peace. They can claim their victories and not come back until January.
Lenny McAllister will get a final word coming up on the Big Game Morning Show.
Donald Trump talked about the reason for the government shutdown, with Democrats demanding continuing health care subsidies for more than 20 million Americans with Affordable Care Act health insurance.
Obamacare is terrible. It's bad health care at far too high a price. We should fix that. We should fix it. And we can fix it with the Democrats. All they have to do is let the country open and we'll fix it.
Well, what is there? I talked about this last hour with Paul Lennon. What is there to fix? What needs to be done?
Marjorie Taylor Greene mentioned this. Republicans have had 15 years to address a solution. It hasn't really come to light. The truth is, Obamacare failed in a sense that it did not drive down costs. That's what the ACA was supposed to do. It never did that.
So we'll see where it goes from here, Paul.
The former Bantam Jeep building went up in flames over the weekend.
That administration building that had stood for many years there in Butler was the only remnant or reminder of those heady days of World War II when the Jeep transformed the battlefield.
So the government put out really a request to design this type of vehicle, and they were chosen right here in Butler, but they couldn't, from a capacity standpoint, manufacture as many. And Paul, you said the original is at the Heinz History Center.
It is. CEO Andy Masick made that point over the weekend with us. And we have a classic Tomlinism for you both now in the coach's remarks after the win against the Colts.
It's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes in this business. It's nothing dramatic, you know. It's really not. A couple plays here and there, it might have been different last week.
Coach Tomlin, when it comes to these sayings, there's nobody that can top him.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between 20 straight completions with Green Bay and what we saw with this defense yesterday.
Yeah, six turnovers, and we're going to talk to Jeff Hathorn about
that. Where did those guys come from, right?
Exactly.
It's a fine line, Lenny, between drinking wine and smashing grapes. Thank you, Paul. Lenny, thank you. I know you got to get on the road, so we'll see you next Monday. Do you know there's an election tomorrow?
I've heard.
A lot of people don't.
And here's the thing before I go, Larry. People may sit there and say that the mayor's race in the city of Pittsburgh's pretty much a foregone conclusion. Nothing's a foregone conclusion until everybody casts their ballots, from the mayor's race in the city of Pittsburgh to school board to municipal races for those city councils to the city council here in the city of Pittsburgh to the judicial races. Folks, do your homework today and go vote tomorrow. The only way we get government that is functional and representative of our needs and the best of who we are is if we participate and then hold them accountable.
From your lips to God's ears.
Amen.
Lenny McAllister, safe travels.
Thank you, child of God.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.